My name is Veronica Carter, née Ryan, and I graduated 1995. What am I doing now? Work-wise, I am working at Corpus Christi as the executive assistant to the principal there. I have a beautiful daughter who's a student at St. Norbert's now, and doing bits of volunteer work with people with disabilities. I did that for a while before I had my daughter, had a break, and now I've only just started back with that again this year. Memories of St. Norbert College, spending time with friends. Some of the classes I remember, for some reason I remember human biology class, but sitting at the back of the science lab in Magdeburg, I think that might have been the only science lab, and I think now there's a few more, but there was only one. And I see that building still looks quite similar to how it was. Early childhood studies, that was fun. St. Norbert's Day, I remember you could choose what you want to do. I would always try to get ice skating with my friends, and you could choose what you ate on the day. I remember ordering a Whopper from Hungry Jack's, which was pretty exciting. Oh, I remember the Year 8 camp was lots of fun when you first started, Year 8 back then, not Year 7. I remember Year 10 camp, where we did a week long and we moved to different places and you actually were camping. And I remember it being freezing cold and at Nanga running across the field with a friend of mine when it was dark, and then suddenly stopping and realising there were these huge, big red kangaroos standing up to us, which was pretty scary. Those kind of things are etched in your memory, even though it was a while ago now. I can still actually remember the vision of it. So I think just that time I can see walking around with my daughter when we came for Open Day and looking and remembering, oh, that's where I used to sit with my friends and we'd chat before school, or that was where our Year 12 eating area was, and all the conversations that we used to have sitting around in that area. What advice would I offer current students? I guess to have fun and enjoy your time there and not worry too much about what other people think. You know, don't try and be cool. Apply yourself in class, work hard. Often it's kind of like, oh, I don't want to answer that because people might think I'm, you know, too smart, or I want to look like I'm not putting my hand up. But also just to be yourself. I think if you could come back to school with the mind of someone in their 40s, you just kind of, everything would be so much easier. But that's hard to do when you're a teenager and you just want to fit in. But knowing that everyone's in the same position, I think that's something you don't realise when you're at school. You feel like you're the only one who feels this way, or you're the only one who thinks this. But really, everyone's in the same boat. What makes St. Norbert College special to me? I feel like it feels like a community for sure. I think coming back with my daughter, seeing Father Peter Joseph there, who was there, I remember, on my orientation day. So that familiarity. Some of the teachers that were there are still there now. Knowing the space, and when we came to the open day and I walked around and I had that feeling with my daughter, and I thought, yeah, this is where I want her to be. It's really familiar. It's really comfortable. It's a school. I feel like it's a school for all walks of life. One of the reasons why I chose the school for my daughter was because I wanted a school that was like a little piece of life, where you've got people from, they say, all walks of life, and hopefully you can learn and grow together, and it's very inclusive and diverse.